sense it, not by the calendar, but by the soft murmuring of adults in the kitchen, the warm fire, the babbling of the TV, icicles in the trees, the unmistakable droning sound of hearings on public radio all day long. It's impeachment time. Time to bring out the dirty laundry once again and hang it where everyone can see and enjoy it. Time to fondly review our favorite fatal flaws and failings of our leaders, to revel in their weaknesses, to glory in their indiscretions. To gather with family, to stand together toe-to-toe, arguing about morality and honor and dignity, rehashing the fine old political disputes of days past, remembering the historic disagreements and blow-ups that led to years of not speaking to each other and will lead to even more memories for the future, running outside in the cold air, following Uncle Frank to his car, razzing him about his politics, sticking your tongue out at him, feeling a snowflake fall and melt in the heat of your shouted curses as they ring through the frozen night. Anticipation, unable to sleep for thinking about impeachment clause landing on the roof with all nine of his reindeer. Perjury, deceit, obsession, rage, distrust, revulsion, piety, impiety, and the one with the red-hot face that leads the crew, revenge. Can impeachment clause fit down the chimney, the children ask? How does he know what I want? Does impeachment clause even care what I want? Is it about getting things? Or is it about getting even? Or is it really about some shepherds who, one silent night, saw Ken Starr and decided to follow him? What do you tell them? That impeachment time is a time like no other. It comes around once every 100 years or so. It's very special. So cozy up to the electric hearth. Hang another sprig of cruise mistletoe. Impeachment time.